Good afternoon. The front that brought clouds and a couple of showers overnight last night continues to track off the eastern seaboard, and skies are clearing out nicely behind this front. Most of interior New York and New England enjoying full sunshine now, which will be the case for the rest of the day. Exceptions immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, parts of the Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley, with some low-level clouds that continue to diminish, and in these areas we'll have increasing sunshine through the afternoon. Most everyone already climbing through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark, and everyone will top out in the middle and some upper 50s by mid to late afternoon, with the mid-lower Hudson Valley and southern New England reaching into the lower 60s. Skies will be clear tonight with high pressure in control, keeping it dry with readings back into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for some sunshine to start the day on Saturday, although clouds will increase pretty quickly as the next warm front approaches from the Ohio Valley. It'll remain dry through most of the day Saturday with the risk of a shower by sunset as highs reach into the lower to mid-50s. Clouds will continue to thicken as a storm system tracks into the Great Lakes, pushing that warm front our way overnight Saturday night. Rain will develop and become steady, perhaps heavy at times before sunrise. We'll continue with more rain as that storm system approaches for the first part of the day on Sunday. We'll see some drier air build in during the afternoon. Skies will stay cloudy, but the precipitation will transition to a more showery nature on Sunday afternoon, so there could be some dry periods with highs in the lower 50s. That system will continue to track off the East Coast for the day on Monday. It'll be unsettled for a while behind it, so we'll call for scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies on Monday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s again. Somewhat cooler air to follow as we dry things out on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds that'll be in the upper 40s. And another storm system now appears to shear off to our south on Wednesday. We'll still put the risk of a few showers in, especially in the southern parts of the region, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 50. Lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough advancing slowly through the west will keep conditions unsettled across portions of the Great Basin through today and the Rockies going through tomorrow. Numerous showers with low-elevation rain and high-elevation snow are expected, and especially over the central Rockies by tomorrow, where heavy accumulating snow is expected. This will be facilitated by a deepening area of low pressure over the central high plains, which will transport plenty of moisture westward back into Colorado's high country and adjacent areas of southeastern Wyoming. Going into the weekend, as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow will be possible for these areas. Elsewhere, there'll be a new upper-level trough impacting the Pacific Northwest going into the weekend, which will bring some locally heavy rain for the coast and snow for the mountains. In fact, portions of the Cascades of Washington and Oregon could get as much as 1 to 2 feet of new snow heading into the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sunshine in the lower 60s. Boston increasing sunshine with highs around 60, and in Buffalo increasing sun with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 78, set in 1998, and the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, dry into the late afternoon with showers moving in towards sunset in the lower to mid-50s. Rain Saturday night and more rain early Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy with showers Sunday afternoon in the lower 50s. Scattered showers Monday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday in the upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s on Thursday. Stay safe this weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.